Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Good. Radical Russ here out for Denver, Mark, in Denver, Colorado, getting set up for the High Times Cannabis Cup, April 18th, 19th, and 20th. We got 3 days of marijuana-packed mayhem and goodness here. You can hear all the people setting up the pipe and drape in the background. We've got all sorts of luminaries walking around the grounds. I've seen Keith Straw, Jorge Cervantes, Bobby Tuna. We have Danny Danko running about. I saw Rick Cusick earlier. Also, a lot of people here just getting set up, and we are looking forward to what is going to be a fabulous weekend. Despite the fact that it's a little cold and rainy out here, it's kind of like I actually brought the weather from Portland out here to Denver, because I understand it's like 70 and sunny in Portland right now. I'll tell you, it's been an interesting week out here in Denver, and now the moratorium on my talking about it is up. That's right, I had a gag order. I couldn't tell you what the hell I was doing here this week, but now I can. And the fact is that I've been out here for the past week as a judge in the High Times Cannabis Cup. That's right, my first time ever as a judge, and it has been quite an experience, folks. It's one of those things, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. I became a judge for the Cannabis Cup and I signed up. When you do the sign up, they ask you what categories you'd like to judge. They make you pick more than one in case there's too many people in one category. They can put you in the other category and so forth. So I had originally picked to be a sativa flower judge because, you know me, I like my sativas. I like smoking flower. But apparently there was too many people already set up in the sativa category, and I ended up being picked for one of my secondary categories, non-solventless hash. Oh boy, folks, let me tell you. So I get there to the judging house in Denver. I get all signed in and they hand me this shopping bag. You know, kind of the shopping bags that have the little twine handles on the top, one of them big suckers. So they hand me this big old shopping bag and I look inside of it and there are 32 different versions of solventless hash, 32 different entries that I am required to be a judge for. And these solventless hashes, of course, are hash concentrates that are made either with carbon dioxide, you know, non-solvent, with alcohol, with ice water, your good old-fashioned ice water hash, and even one entry that I believe was finger hash. It kind of was rolled up into little BBs, and it kind of had the feel of finger hash to me. So how do you go about testing this stuff? How do you test 32 different non-solvent hashes? Well, the first key is to get something to test them with. My friend who lives out here in Denver, I've known her for a couple of decades now. She's a longtime pot smoker, but she's one of them pot smokers that's good with a pipe, you know? Oh, I'm sorry, Brian Kerr, you're right. It wasn't alcohol. I'm sorry, it's solventless. Yes, people in the chat room are correcting me. Solventless, there we go. Solventless hash, non-solvent hash, whatever you want to call it. So anyway, my friend didn't have anything to do hash with. She just has this old, you know, pot pipe. So we went out to a head shop called Freaky's, and we got ourselves, or she bought, I should say, a very nice dab rig that was kind of in the shape of a Starbucks cup. It says Starbuds Dabuccino on it, and a titanium nail and a Happy Daddy pick. And we went back to the house and began our judging. First thing I did for the judging was to separate out the different samples by type. So I found the samples that were more oil-like, like a shatter or a wax. Some of them were kind of had a sticky, melted Jolly Rancher consistency. So that was one group of the ones that were kind of, you know, dabbish, wax-like. Then the next group were the ones that were kind of the aggregates, the ones that were kind of like grain, anywhere from big grains of sand to kind of fine dust kind of hashes. We put those in another group. And then there was a third group of miscellaneous that were all sorts of different types of hash, including those little balls of finger hash. So we commenced to testing them. And let me tell you, folks, you get about 5-6 dab samples in, and it's really hard to keep going. We had to actually figure out a process by which we would test 3 in a row and then take a break, and then take another 3 in a row and then take a break. And at that, we had to take these little dibs too, right? It's like sampling wine. You can't drink the whole glass of wine or you'll be drunk by the time you get to your fourth glass. Same thing with the dabs. We're just doing these little dibs to try to get the flavor of it, the aroma of it, the taste, a little bit of the high. And I have to let you know, out of the 32 samples that I had to test, I finished the 32nd one of them just an hour before the deadline today. So if you think it's easy being a cannabis cup judge, I encourage you to try it sometime. It's actually a lot of work. A lot of work for your lungs, that's for sure. Especially in a mile-high atmosphere. Oh boy, I've worked really hard this week. Don't you feel for me?
And now, a message from former President George W. Bush to remind the American people of our responsibility in our nation's war on certain American citizens using non-pharmaceutical, non-alcoholic, tobacco-free drugs.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
That's right, America, use less drugs. Put down the Prozac, the Vioxx, and the Levitra, and turn to the herb. Use less drugs. Our national policy is no longer just say no. It's now just slow down.
You get me too high. I overanalyze. If you've ever been too high, then you can sympathize. You get me too high. And I start to fly if I said some silly thing, and that's the reason why.
420 Radio, your ticket to the High Times Cannabis Cups.
Are you tired of storing your herb in back alley baggies? Then keep your herb fresh and protected with Pottles. Pottles are airtight and odor-free, not to mention they're reusable, BPA-free, and UV-resistant. Pottles come in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors, so go check out Pottles at mypottles.com. Use the code STASH to get an additional 10% off. Again, that's mypottles.com, mypottles.com, and tell them Radical Russ sent ya.
Big Daddy thinks.
What's happening? Big Daddy here, and I want you cool cats to come and chill over at my pad, the Funky Roller Rink.
Oh yeah.
We'll be grooving every Thursday night, right here on 420 Radio.
Funky Roller Rink.
What can I do when you got me going?
Support for 420 Radio comes from Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies, a guide to gardening with nature, authored by Kip Zonderkopf. Based on the ethos that a living soil is the foundation of a thriving garden, Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies is your guide to naturally growing resinous buds and nutrient-rich veggies. Get the ebook now with instant download at kickassorganics.com. Previews available on Amazon, iTunes, Nook, Google Play, Kobo, and many other online retailers. Toker Talk Radio, hour two of the Russ Bellville Show, where we are hanging out live at the Denver Mart in Denver, Colorado, getting set up for the High Times Cannabis Cup. Everyone's real excited to be here, although there is a little bit of controversy. The Marijuana Enforcement Division, just a week or two ago, released guidelines to explain to all of the licensed businesses that would be participating in the Cannabis Cup that, according to the Marijuana Enforcement Division regulations, they cannot give out free samples from their booths. And this is a little bit of a controversy because a lot of these business owners have spent thousands of dollars on these Cannabis Cup booths with the expectation that they would be able to demonstrate their wares, so to speak, give samples out to the thousands, the tens of thousands of people who will be descending on Denver this weekend. And that will not be the case. Now, the law does state that adults can freely share with one another. So it's not as if there won't be dabbing going on and there won't be smoking going on. It's just that the businesses will not be able to be the ones behind that. So there is some controversy here at the Cannabis Cup over that at the moment. But otherwise, I think we're going to have ourselves a really great Cannabis Cup here. I want to remind everyone that we are launching the 420 Radio app here at the Cannabis Cup. And keep in mind, the 420 Radio app is in its very, very 0.0.1 version stage at this point. We are just decided to get the app out so people can hear 420 Radio. And then all of the extras that we want to see in that app will be coming just as soon as we can get them funded. We'll add things like the chat room, more of the archives, a little better graphic interface and such. But if you want to be one of the first adopters to download the 420 Radio app and to give us a 5-star review in the Google Store, that'll help us out a whole lot. So it's absolutely free, and it's only for Android phones at the moment. We've got the iPhone app in the development stages. It just hasn't been approved by Apple yet. Will be pretty soon. But you can get the version for Android by going to rad-r.us/420app. That's rad-r.us/420app. That's all lowercase. And that'll take you directly to the store, the Google Market, where you can download the 420 Radio app. Make sure you sign up and give us a 5-star rating. Help us get this app promulgated to as many people as possible. You can listen to it in your car. It only needs 2G or 3G coverage in order to make a connection. So you should be able to hear it just about anywhere. All right, I wanted to talk about another story that I saw come across the news wires from CNBC entitled Porn and Pot, the New Business Bedfellows. I don't know what's really new about that. I mean, porn and pot go together like peanut butter and jelly, don't they? But that's the story out on CNBC, and it's pointing out that some of these adult film actresses are now getting involved in marijuana businesses. The story talks to Justine Jolie, who is an adult film actress who's been in over 250 films, and she talks about enjoying marijuana edibles, but as a porn performer needing to keep her figure, didn't like having to have Rice Krispie treats and brownies and cookies.
She says, quote, you can't eat a ton of sweets all the time and expect your butt or any other of your parts to remain the same size. So Justine, unable to find any alternatives, got licensed from the state of California and bought a business from a friend to make pot-infused beef jerky. So Jolie, who is now the sole employee of Green Fairy Edibles, produces about 1,000 ounces of pot jerky every month. She makes about $3.50 profit for each ounce. And it says now, because the business is doing so well, that she's pretty much dropped her porn career and doing the pot career full time. And she's going to take all of her money that she's made in the porn world and now investing it in this pot beef jerky. She says, quote, I'm doing what most entrepreneurs do. I'm selling off my life and going all in. One day of making jerky makes me the exact same amount I would make on a porn set. For me, it's a shift in the sense that it's harder work because it's more intensive labor, but I'm not under hot lights and I can eat. Now, she's not the only performer. Of course, there's other performers in the adult film industry who even go by pseudonyms that bring up marijuana, like Sativa Hayes, for example. And other performers like Skin Diamond have been very vocal about their enjoyment of marijuana. It's not like porn performers have been keeping it a secret that they enjoy marijuana. Another porn performer, her name is Layla Price. She has recently licensed her name to the Natural Cannabis Company. They're a Bay Area cannabis company. And she is helping to promote their products and select the different strain names. So far, she's got one called Pineapple Dream and another one, Booty Kush. She says, quote, Donna Frank, the owner of Natural Cannabis, was looking for a porn star that had a name. I'm not as big a name as some other performers, but I smoke weed on a regular basis, and I'm a big cannabis fan. And she points out how the porn industry is kind of saturated, and there's so many girls out there. She says, quote, the last thing people need is another toy or website. This is something different. I make a lot more money in the cannabis industry than, say, if I created my own site or if a big toy company were to offer me my own toy, because cannabis is growing. Before you know it, marijuana is going to be legalized everywhere, so I think it's the smarter move. And she's using her present fame. She's got about 138,000 Twitter followers to do appearances and promote her branded weed at the natural cannabis stores. And this is the new image of the porn performer now licensing in to the marijuana movement. It's quite amazing how much this new unfolding cannabis industry has got its tendrils in so many areas. I was speaking today to a gentleman who's got the HerbSafe company. He got HerbSafe based off of what he'd already been doing in the coffee industry with coffee beans, Bean Safe, that he'd been promoting. And the requirements for coffee, storing coffee, and the requirements for storing marijuana are quite similar. So he's adapted his product to take advantage of this new marijuana industry that is exploding all around us. The toker, and neither is the guy that we interviewed at the grow site, the man from Israel, David Spitz, who is just 1 year into this business and learning so much about cannabis. We're going to take an audio tour of David Spitz facility. It's called Kind Love, and it's out in East Denver, out toward the airport. That audio tour is coming up after our 420 Daily Toker Tunes. Herb Thrasher will be calling in. We've got some great metal music coming up for you from Splintered Throne. There will be no live Herb Thrasher Flower Hour tonight because I'm in Denver, and Herb is headed to a Faith No More show tonight. So we're going to replay for you at 8 p.m. Pacific time last week's Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. But stay tuned to 10 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Mountain Time for Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink. Big Daddy will be live tonight from Atlanta. I'll be remoting in to make sure that all the audio comes through nice and clear. And after Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink, don't forget that we have a replay of Electric Bob's Boogaloo, the best in electronic dance music, followed by Gordon Green's Music Planet, the best in world music. And then we complete our five-hour music blocks on Friday and Saturday night with the new Viper Hour, a random selection of some of the best early 20th century blues, jazz, and swing. So start off with the hard rock with Herb Thrasher, kick it into the funk gear with Big Daddy Fink, continue Electric Bob and wind things down with world music with Gordon Green and then the new Viper Hour. Well, there's the school bell. I didn't know that one was still in the rotation, but apparently it is. That means it's 4:20 out in the Pacific time zone. My body clock tells me it's time for a safety meeting. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have Herb Thrasher on the line with some Splintered Throne right after this.
.420 Radio, turning red states and blue states green.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today. Get.buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Rockin' Friday, featuring rock, metal, and the hard edge of alternative country. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Enjoying the 420 out there in the Pacific time zone. As if on cue, Wiz Khalifa shows up for 420.
I just know how this works.
You just know how it works after a few years. But we don't have Herb Thrasher on the line, unfortunately, for our Daily Toker Tunes. But that gives us a few minutes to talk about what's happening here in the Mart. You've been running around.
I've been running around. I just had a great conversation with Jorge Cervantes because, I mean, like, I've actually never had a chance to meet him. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he just took me back to his booth. Kind of, we sat down and we chatted about his stuff that he's launching here this weekend. He's got his new book, The Cannabis Encyclopedia, that he's working on, that he's just publishing. And then he's got a few other cool tricks up his sleeve, but I'm sure he'll be making it around for an interview at some point this weekend. So
you guys are all queued in on that. I've seen all the High Times guys running around.
Yeah, it's a madhouse out here today. Just watching all of the vendors still in line trying to get out to their booths. Like, you go out there, you see a lot of the big displays, but then you still see, you know, dozens and dozens of white tents with nobody underneath them, which means that there's still plenty of move-in left to go. And like, there's just a huge space outside. This indoor space is a rather large, but obviously isn't the main portion of it. The main portion is outside. And then they have like two large parking lots completely filled. I saw the Magical Butter Bus guys out there. Good. They had their big ass green bus. That was pretty cool to see. They seem to be setting up a stage and some whole performance area. So they got quite a wild display case going on out there. I'm still in awe every time I come out to these things and see how people continue to try to push the envelope a little bit farther than they did last year, you know?
Yeah, it's just getting bigger and bigger, and you know, before long, there's going to be massive three-story.
They're basically going to be bringing in mobile home units, just parking them outside, saying, "Come on in. We have a living room, a kitchen, a bathroom. Just chill out. Make yourself at home and dab your face off."
It is, folks. It's amazing the level of sophistication this is getting to be. You know, I've been doing normal conferences for years and years and years, and it was always just, you know, some pipe and drape, some tables. I mean, I'm still at the stage where, like, everybody else was at, right? Because I still have to travel and pack all this stuff.
He's got to fit his whole booth in a backpack. You
Yeah. So I don't get it. I get to splurge like everyone else does. But looking around, yeah, some of these displays, their tents, some of these guys have those inflato tents.
And, you know, I love all of those people, but I would just hope that they're at least all partnering up with some nonprofit organization and donating, or if not, donating money, donating time, and, you know, banner space. Because it is interesting to see all of this money out here. And, I don't begrudge anyone for being out here and making money. And I think that it's a very exciting time for this industry to watch entrepreneurs throw everything out there and try to make something happen. But I do hope that we're remembering who got us to this point and who's going to continue to get us to the point where we do have equalization with, you know, cigarette smokers and alcohol drinkers, and just be like any other adult consumer of a drug.
All right. Well, we're going to turn over now to our Daily Toker Tune for this Rockin' Friday. And remember, there'll be no live Herb Thrasher Flower Hour tonight. He's headed off to the Faith No More concert, so we'll play a replay from last week. But for your listening entertainment now, we've got some Splintered Throne. The song is entitled Hope and Change. Get them horns up.
That we care. Now we're fighting for our own air. And some promises we'll be holding to. A language and a tone that felt like coming true. Only time we tell if the vision was a lie. You break the backs of your people and you sit and wonder why. Now it's all. You call your reality is nothing but insanity. The truth is staring at you. It's time for us to walk and rise. Give us all of your alibis. The hope and change you offer now we can't afford. The language that we own was broken or before. Still you stay and say, close your ears and eyes and pretend that it's okay. Now it's on and we're strong. And what you call your reality is nothing but insanity. And the truth is staring at you. It's time for us to up and rise. Even all of your alibis, the only hope and change we need is making you our history. We'll be right back.
to think that all we had was a gift, one that you squandered with your lightning eyes. A silence is broken, a freedom's cry.
Four20 Radio. Tune in, turn on, get highly educated. Are you in the market for portable vaporizers now? Get online to vapes.buzz, the quick and easy link to portablevaporizersnow.com. Vapes.buzz has everything you are looking for, including vape pens, herbal vaporizers, e-juice, parts, accessories, and more. Visit vapes.buzz and use promo code 420RADIO to get 10% off your online purchase, or just give them a call at 866-264-2415. Vapes.buzz. Get vaping, baby! The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, treat law enforcement with respect and stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney." Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at omarfigueroa.com. At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of The Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
Carcasses of dead kings.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here at the Cannabis Cup Live, Denver March. This chat with Jorge Cervantes is walking away from the booth right now. We got Wiz Khalifa hanging out with us as well. And earlier today, we went on a tour of a great grow facility, Kind Love, out there in eastern Denver. And these guys were really cool.
That was an awesome tour. We had just a great opportunity, and clearly one of the most sophisticated grow sites we've ever been able to step into.
No doubt about that. This was top of the line grow site for sure, and we're gonna give you a look at that. We've got some audio recording from David Spitz and his crew out there. And we'll play that for you right now. We recorded this just a couple of hours ago. Making our way indoors past security doors and a security guard there behind the glass. I can see 25 screens that he's got in front of him there that he's keeping track of. David and Beth are leading us back because we have to get scrubbed up. We have to get scrubs on. We have to wash up. We want to make sure that everything's clean here in these professional facilities. So we're gonna take a break here to scrub up, and once we're done with that, we'll be back. All right, we finished scrubbing up. We're actually wearing scrubs here, Kaliko and I, back with David and Beth, and we've got a new guest joining us, one of the master growers here. Tell folks your name and how long you've been here.
My name's Andy Sack. I've been with Kind Love for 2 years now, and I really enjoy working here.
Yeah, it looks like a fantastic facility. I mean, very, very clean, scrubbed up to the elbows, wearing our hospital-style scrubs. I think we're ready to go take a look. Why don't you lead us through?
Yeah, sounds good.
So, of course, security doors. We're heading through into a big warehouse area. You can hear the fans kicking in around here.
Yeah, so those are basically all of our AC units. So each bedroom has two HVAC units that basically we use to dehumidify and to cool all of our rooms.
All right.
And we can control the environment here to within 0.1 degree centigrade and 0.1% humidity. You can also show them maybe first, maybe we start with the CO2 panel here.
So this is our CO2 controller unit. This basically controls our CO2 in the entire building. I can get on here and turn CO2 on and off in all of my rooms and control my levels. I can also actually get on this via the internet on my cell phone or at my computer at home, and it emails me warnings if something's not right. I can adjust levels, turn rooms on and off. I can be at a concert at Red Rocks and I can turn my CO2 on and off.
I'm looking at this this display here, and it's a nice visual graphic display, very color-coded. Looks like you got names on all the sides there. What are all the names for?
All the names are for all the different names of our rooms.
Oh, you've named the rooms. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So basically it's so that we can decipher between which rooms are which, and I know which levels, what rooms are at what parts per million.
Okay, so I noticed veg 1 through 4, and then we've got a bunch of names here, 8 more names, one of which is Elaine, so that's a Seinfeld reference, I suppose, but this looks like a pretty state-of-the-art system, man.
Yeah, it's definitely state-of-the-art.
All right.
So those air conditioned units, basically, as you can see, they're all outside, so even if anything breaks, we don't need to actually interfere with the grow. So everything can be fixed from the outside.
Oh,
so
I see.
That's
a pretty
important
thing. So I'm looking down this big, big hallway, and there's all these air conditioning units sticking out, I don't know, 6 feet, and then hanging, you know, suspended from the ceilings there, all pumping the clean air into those big rooms. Okay.
So we'll step into a bedroom. I'll have to talk a little bit louder when we're in there because it's pretty hard to hear.
Okay. So this place is huge. How many square feet are we talking about this place?
About 80,000. We have a lot of room to grow.
18,000 square feet. Potential oxygen deficient atmosphere. You mean other than being in Denver?
Yeah. So this is a bedroom. This is where we house moms and house veg plants for them to prepare to go into bloom rooms. We also do all of our cloning in here. Anything that's veg related, you know, keeping a mother, cutting clones, vegging plants out to prepare them to go into bloom rooms. That we do that all here in this room.
Wow, and so we got a little seedlings here. And
all of our clone machines, and then over here, the bigger plants along the wall over here are all moms, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, and we have specific guys that, you know, are responsible for, you know, keeping these moms at bay. It's kind of like cutting back a rose bush in the springtime. You know, we got to keep them cut back, keep them even, keep them level, make sure that everything's growing at a good, equal rate.
Wow, this is fantastic.
How are those plants here?
This plant is 4 weeks old.
So look at a four-week plant here. Look how nicely it flags. Look at it.
Look, it's flagging up. It's really beautiful.
It is. This is a wonderful room.
Look at that. So yeah, basically these plants have veg for 4 weeks out of the cloner, and then they'll be going into a bloom room this Monday.
How many plants are in the room?
How many plants in the room?
Yeah, in this one.
We can hold 280 plants in this room per table.
And how many?
The full capacity is 280 plants then go into a bloom room.
And you've got four of these bedrooms, four rooms?
Four bedrooms, yes.
Okay, fantastic.
And then, so one bedroom for every two bloom rooms.
Okay.
So the plants only veg for 4 weeks, and the flower plants grow for 9 weeks. So.
All right.
It's a continuous. It never stops here.
And folks,
we're always growing weed forever.
This is clean. I mean, white walls, clean racks, clean tables. And I see a flashing light means carbon dioxide leak detected. Evacuate room monitor.
Yeah, so we have CO2 sensors in here in case the levels get too high, the alarms go off, and the system shuts down automatically.
That's amazing. This is a wonderful technology. We're taking pictures of this too. Calico's got pictures that we'll get posted up on all of our websites. You'll be able to read it at the Weed blog and all of our associated sites. We're also doing this on Periscope, and we'll have a Periscope saved file, right?
Yeah, it'll be saved, and we'll put it up on the Weed blog a little bit later.
All right, so we're going to head back down the hallway here, take a look at some oxygen deficient atmosphere. Exactly, it's called Denver. All sorts of vats here. What do these vats contain?
Yeah, so these are basically our holding tanks for water. So like when we need to mix nutrients for a room, every room has its own holding tank, and then we basically mix the nutrients in those tanks, and then that goes through a pump to spigot like you would be outside your house. And then, you know, we either have automatic watering lines or we water with a hose. So.
Is it a different type of mixture for each different room?
It just depends on what phase of growth the plant is in.
Okay.
And we did develop custom nutrients for a grow here. I'm going to explain that a little later when we get to our water plant.
Okay, let's check it out. So again, wandering down a nice, long industrial hallway. Everything is, you know, we got cement floors that are totally clean, white painted walls. These big, how many gallons do those vats hold?
These things hold about roughly 150 gallons of water.
150 gallons of water, all right.
So this would be a bloom room.
Yes, it would be. Oh my goodness. Folks, I wish we had smell-o radio. You can smell this room and all of these beautiful budding ladies. Which strains do we have?
These are this entire side here is alien rock candy.
Alien rock candy.
You know, if you could see over the canopy, you would see it's very flush canopy, very even. We work our canopies extremely well.
No doubt about that.
Look, you know, as you can see, those tables are very expensive. They're all made of a medical grade stainless steel. Everything has to be really, contaminant free. So we're really, really proud of what we've done here.
Yeah, looking at these big, they're big stainless steel tables. They've got a lip on them about an inch and a half tall. And then we've got a kind of a gutter that runs along the side there, maybe 2 inches square. And yeah, all of these stocks are solid. David's grabbing some of the stocks and showing us. Looking at various plants here, big green buds. I'm seeing all sorts of little hairs there.
This is 398 Bubba here. And then this is Grape Babe.
Grape Babe. Oh, I was noticing a purple tinge on this one over here.
Super purple, very pretty. They're starting to fade out and finish and set their fall colors. And they start to look extremely pretty. And, you know, purples and reds and hints of blue. And I mean, it's very, very extremely pretty phase.
Oh yeah.
This is what gets us excited.
This is what it's all about, for sure. Coleco's here checking out the stalks. Yeah, they're nice and solid.
Every plant has a tag with an RFID chip that tracks it through its entire process. So
right.
We tag them when we put them out of the cloner, and then that tag follows them through their entire life cycle.
Right. Seed to sale tracking. And how many plants in this room?
How many bloom rooms?
How many plants in this room?
Roughly 200.
Roughly 200. And eight of these rooms? Eight rooms?
Yeah, 8 rooms.
So 200 times 8, folks, 1,600 of these beauties.
So let's go to the for our water plant now. So we actually dialed this grow to a point where we're actually producing double the yields we expected at the beginning. And as I said before, the quality is better than we thought. The potency is higher than we thought.
Yeah.
You know, just to have like three strains now tested around that 30% and even 132%.
Wow. And that testing with gas or liquid chromatography?
Yeah, with a gas chromatography here.
Okay.
So this is pretty amazing for us to be able to do this commercially on a large scale without chemicals, without any additives.
Hmm. Now we're in a big open area here. There's even a basketball
expansion room. We're going to expand into here pretty soon.
We've got a photo backdrop as well. I'm going to stand here and get a photo while I can. Here we are, the 420 radio photo
nice.
Op. All right. Okay, now we're entering a room that has...
our water plant here.
Yeah, lots of pipes and... A big rack it's all on, some desalination machine. Oh my goodness.
So, as every whiskey manufacturer, every beer manufacturer actually take pride in the water that they start their process with. We take pride in our water. This is the most expensive, the most elaborate water desalination and purification system that exists in the world today. It costs us hundreds of thousands of dollars to put this together. Initially, I thought it may be an overkill, but it's not. There's, remember, the quality starts really with the water that we feed the plants. We get the water so clean that actually we get a clean slate that allows us to actually develop our own custom nutrients. So we can totally control the air, the humidity, the temperature, and the water, and the exact nutrients that come into this, because the water that comes out of this is totally pure. But remember, we talked about quality and purity and safety. It's not only the safety to the people who use consume our product. We are also very interested in the quality and the ecology of what we do. And there are a lot of issues right now around Colorado with actually contaminating the water sources with all the pesticides out there. We, as you can see here, we recycle 91.6% of our water, and we actually have the cleanest way to dispose of any kind of chemicals out there. They all go into this pit here, and so we recycle most of our water. And so ecologically, we're protecting the environment more than any other manufacturers in, I would say, the entire world. Man, we are the only cannabis company that uses this kind of system. It's being used, as I said, in nuclear power plants and by Tesla and some other high-end places. So
that's just amazing to me, and such a salient point right now when our friends who are growing in California are facing such a severe drought, that you're kind of setting a standard here as to how we can, maximize our water resources.
Yes, we can actually recycle up to 97% of the water.
Wow, this is amazing. All right, back outside into the big main room and making our way into another room here. This would be a processing room, it looks like.
So
got some folks trimming.
Processing room here. This is where we bring the plants to be harvested. And once they're harvested, basically, they no longer belong to the growers. Now they belong to the processing department. As I said, the processing department is the department that takes it from being a plant to being a product.
Okay.
So being, there are a lot of things that can go wrong between having a plant and putting it as a top shelf quality product on the shelves in the store. This is actually, we're entrusting all this process in the hands of a young, very accomplished individual here, Cody, that's going to join us here and talk to us. So Cody is in charge of really taking an engine and a chassis and whatever and making a Ferrari out of it. And she's been doing a great job. So Cody has been doing that. And she's also been doing the test with the HerbSafe. She's going to talk a little bit about it. And we're going to show you a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Take it away, Cody.
Lots of samples over here. So basically, once we get the flower, it comes to us like this, a little bit fresher, obviously.
We've got some buds hanging off of a coat hanger on kind of a rack here. Of course, they've got the tags with them as well.
And then once we pull all the fan leaves off, those are the leaves that don't have any trichomes on them, they get clipped down and put like this to dry. And then once they're sufficiently dry, we'll put them in a bin like this one.
Looks like something you'd... Now, where do these bins come from? Are they just the standard kind of...
These are standard...
Just standard, something you'd get at a regular old Home Depot store kind of thing?
No, they're not really regular because they're really airtight.
Oh, I see. Okay, so they are a little specialized.
But now, something you're going to get a treat you can actually give your listeners, because you're going to be able to smell this beautiful flower. So...
This is very nice, folks. Which strain do we have in here? Do you know?
This is Sour Joker.
Sour Joker. I was going to say there's a little diesel-y smell to it.
And this is just the beginning of the curing process, actually.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
So the curing process, actually, as I said, we cure for probably twice as long as anybody else. So we really, really take a lot of care in the curing process. If you want to touch any of the product to see, we would ask you to put some gloves on. But we do not allow touching the product without gloves.
Yes, our patient is the first person to touch the product. That's the company philosophy.
Untouched by human hands.
Yeah, that's our company's philosophy.
They have teams of gorillas that do all the work. No, just kidding.
Kidding. But they do it if you're wearing gloves. So if you want to touch, you need a glove. Hold this for you.
I'll get it here. We're getting some latex gloves put on here so that we can continue taking a look at these fine products. So give me a moment as we switch.
So as you can see, this is no longer a garage operation. This is no longer this is no longer something you do at your garage or at your back door. This is an industrial commercial grow of high-end cannabis at its best.
No doubt about that, folks. And how many people do you have working in your facility in the various departments?
Well, it's like basically, you know, we have our growers, and it's a team of
five
people managing an 80,000 foot grow here. Team of five growers, and then we have a team of we only hand trim. We would not go with any machine trim. The machines actually break the chlorophyll, and then the product is actually we think is not worthy of use by people. So being high end, we only allow a hand trim. So this is the a manual labor intensive process, and depending on how much we are harvesting, you know, we could have as many as 20 people here doing trimming.
That's wonderful.
And,
the jobs.
As a matter of fact, we are actually, because we couldn't find any trained trimmers that you know, are trained to our standards. Maybe Cody can tell you a little bit, because we're putting us our own academy together. We're going to certify people to trim the way we want it, the Kind Love trimming quality. So maybe
Cody, yeah, Kind Love certification. Tell us about that.
Yeah, right now we have about 20 people going through our very first trimming course at the moment. They are fresh to the industry, so it's mostly people that have no experience whatsoever. We offer them a place to practice their skills with the trimming, and we also give them one-on-one coaching and guidance.
Hmm.
Yep.
That's fantastic. And so this isn't anything that MED is mandating or anything, you're just taking the lead on doing this.
We feel that on the whole, a lot of other places trim styles are a lot more relaxed than ours, and they're not quite as perfect. So
they're not quite as perfect. Like, you can be a little bit perfect, right? Well, this is great news that we're going to get some sort of certification going on here and give people you know, a real quality product. And everything I'm seeing so far, as I look around this big white room, again, everything's painted white, everything's clean, and big whiteboards with everyone must wash hands and wear gloves, must wash hands, must cut this, must wash this. Over here, tobacco smokers, wash your hands, daily cleaning. Four different boards here emphasizing the cleanliness here.
Well, you know, eventually you ingest it or you inhale it, and it's our patients are really the number one. That's why we want them to get fresh product. We want to get it where it's actually healthy. After all, you know, and we're selling to medical patients, and that we don't want to actually cause more problems that they already have. So, mm-hmm. Okay, so we want to show you the experiment we've done. You know, is again, we are very methodic. The first when Beth found David London and the HerbSafe, you know, we were really skeptical about it. The burping is a tedious process that takes a long time, and we were searching for all kinds of solutions. There are all kinds of solutions out there, but we found HerbSafe to be really, really elegant and really cool. So what we've done is, the first thing we've done is we cured a control batch and a test batch. They're all from the same strain, from the same harvest, to be able to control them. And then we gave it to a group of, blind testers that didn't know which one is which, and we compared results to make sure that we're not going to bring our clients something which is not as good. So here is, if we open this up.
So we have blue lid is our control, and green lid is our.
Do you want to
talk about this?
So this one, actually, this would be our control. This is how we generally cure.
Okay.
It's in glass.
And this is some, what, white?
This is alien rock candy.
Alien rock candy that we were looking at earlier. Okay.
One of our top sellers, you know, close to 30% THC, really one of the best strains we've had.
Now, generally, the procedure for burping with a jar like this would be, you need to rotate it, mm-hmm. and then open it and let it sit open for a certain amount of time to allow the humidity to escape until it becomes the exact perfect humidity. Now that you guys have a smell of this, you can see.
Very nice. Okay, so that's standard, just in a glass jar, big old pickle jar or something. And it smells good. Nothing wrong with that.
Now, because we wanted to make sure that the plastic wasn't going to affect our results, we also used this type of lid, which is just a regular gamma seal lid with the plastic container, to make sure that there weren't any, you know, differences just because of the plastic. And this is what the product turns out to be like.
Okay.
So you know, when you compare, we wanted to make sure that we don't have any residual smell from the plastic, and we don't get any kind of like plastic, I would say, features into the product. So
yeah, it didn't come off like that at all. I felt like it.
Other than giving it a rotation every once in a while, just to make sure that the buds don't get compacted upon to themselves because of the weight, you don't have to open this at all for until the cure is completely finished.
So it's basically, you know, and again, we worked very hard on developing a methodology. So it's not as simple as, you know, as I said, as just putting a lead on a bucket. You know, Cody has worked really hard to develop this methodology, and carefully, you know, after many tests, you know, we're coming to where we know how to do it. What are the quantities you need to put in it? You know, it's just the product is not enough. You need to know what you're doing.
Absolutely. And this.
Okay. Very nice. Coleco, get a sniff of that.
Yeah, it smells good. And if you look at the bud itself, and you're wearing gloves, so you can actually feel, you know, how.
Oh my! Yeah, it's crispy and solid.
Yeah.
There's no give to that. It's nice.
It's a nice bud. You can try it. You know.
Just grab one second.
Coleco degloved himself. I'm ready for surgery, actually. I feel like I'm on Grey's Anatomy or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know, I'm originally from Idaho, so it's pretty remarkable to just see buckets and rooms and just mass amounts of cannabis like this. And I wish more people had the opportunity to see these kind of things, because I think it takes away some of the stigma and some of the fear, that it makes it just, you know, an herbal product.
And, you know, I'm the first one to be able to talk about the stigma, you know, coming from, you know, a year ago, I haven't actually seen a bud. Mm-hmm. And now I see how many patients were actually helping. It's actually amazing. It's amazing. You know, I come from, you know, technology and healthcare, and you know, in my previous life, I did a lot of drug and alcohol rehab business, and I was totally ignorant. And now I'm educated, and I think this is actually, if I'll tell you frankly, you know, I think they should close all the bars and actually allow people to use this. It's a lot better.
There we go. What an amazing tour that we've had here. Anything else we need to see?
Nope, we're pretty much
this is pretty much it. We've gone from the beginning to the end here at Kind Love. Check them out at kindlove.com. My thanks to David and Beth and everybody.
MMJDenver.net
to find out more. Okay, MMJDenver.net. I'm Radical Russ here with Coleco Castile from the Weed Blog, and we've just finished up our tour of Kind Love out here in the hinterlands of Denver. It's quite a drive to get out here, but it's a wonderful drive to have taken, because this is the future, folks. This is what true, clean, professional cannabis production can look like. All right. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, take care of each other, tokers. Yeah, that was an amazing time that Kalika and I had out at Kind Love. Big thanks to the two Davids and Beth for having us out there. I'm sure we'll be hearing more from Herb Safe and from Kind Love, both on the Weed Blog and at 420 Radio. But folks, that's all the time I got. Time flies when you legalize. We got to call it a week. Hope you guys had a good one, and we will bring you some coverage of the High Times Cannabis Cup this weekend as best we can, or stay tuned for next week's shows when we bring you all the highlights we can. Also, watch the Radical Russ YouTube page for the videos that we'll be uploading each day. Follow at Radical Russ on Twitter. I'll give you all the updates when the newest videos are posted. For Wiz Coleco, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, download the 420 Radio app today for your Android phone at rad-r.us/420app, or just visit 420radio.buzz. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.